Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We're your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, that's who's talking right now, and unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk.
Hello.
We have a very special episode today because not only are we sat here with a glass of Prosecco each, it is our 10th podcast, Lindsay.
10th?
Yes.
How have we done 10 of these?
How have we done 10? It's gone so unlikely. Quickly. But we really want to say a massive thank you to you guys too for listening, for sharing, giving us lots of love and support, and all your reviews. We really appreciate it. So if anyone who's subscribed to us to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud, we love you. We think you're awesome.
We do love your support. The one thing we love more than your support are your stars.
Stars count.
We are greedy, star-hungry people. So there's people that have already left us reviews. And we have 10. We have 10 five-star reviews.
We would
iTunes.
Love more, though.
We would like more. We're greedy. We need more. We'd love more. We want your stars.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, it would mean so very, very much to us.
Yeah.
If you could pop on iTunes and leave us a five-star review. Definitely. We'd love you forever. And then, who knows? 10 episodes now, world domination next.
Yep, it's all possible.
It makes perfect sense to me.
And we've got a very exciting episode today because we've got our first special guest who we love dearly. We can't wait for you guys to hear this interview we have coming up later.
I don't know how we're going to do another episode without her, if I'm honest with you.
It's going to be hard to top it. Lindsay wants to be adopted by her.
I don't think it's out of the realms of possibility. I'd be a fantastic adoptive daughter.
You would be. The
Probably.
Lady in question is the amazing Jamie Greenberg. If you don't know Jamie Greenberg's work, she is a fantastic makeup artist working with the likes of Kristen Stewart.
Kaylee Cuoco from Big Bang Theory.
So many faces that you guys will recognise. She does amazing, beautiful, kind of real beauty makeup. Her style's amazing. And she's hysterical.
So I was looking at her Instagram after we met with her and... so many gorgeous looks on Rashida Jones too.
Yes.
I know she's a beautiful woman, but she does such fun makeup with her. I love her looks. So, and she's awesome.
She's hilarious. So stay tuned for that interview later where Jamie will be sharing not just her top tips,
but also her full 70s bush. I'm like kit must-haves and stuff, but I think primarily full 70s bush was a highlight for
me. It was a hot topic.
But we don't want to throw you into the deep end and start with bush. So we're going to work our way up to that, and we're going to start, as always, with some new news.
New news.
New news.
And we've got a couple this week. I'm going to start you guys off. Any YouTuber fans out there will know that the Jaclyn Hill, makeup artist Jaclyn Hill, has collabed with Morphe, and she's brought out a Morphe palette.
Interesting.
This has already sold out, Lindsay. Yeah, this is like big time. I mean, what I love about this is it looks really affordable. It's $38 and you get 35 shades.
Oh my.
It's a big palette. I think there's a really big range of mostly kind of like warm tone shadows and then a couple of like bold brights. It looks good. I've obviously, because it's sold out, we've not been able to get our hands on it. Yeah. I have seen reviews on YouTube and I would say 9 out of 10 reviews are giving this a lot of love.
Yeah, that's considerably more affordable than her Becca range.
Yes.
Which, you know, wasn't beyond the realms, but that was like that much money for, I think, 6 shades.
Yeah.
So that's pretty great.
Yeah, so that one is a new one. Also on the palette front, Sephora have brought out the Sephora collection, 3 huge palettes. Now, this is an interesting one because they've brought out the Pro Warm palette, the Pro Warm editorial palette, and the Pro Cool palette. Now, they're all eyeshadows. And the reason I'm mentioning these is because they are very, very similar to the Natasha Denova ones.
Oh,
but these cost $68 each.
Yeah, and there's a lot of product in there, right?
Very similar. I think, again, mixed reviews I've seen on YouTube. I'm waiting to get my hands on one of them. But they've performed quite well, I think. So if you're in the market for something of the eyeshadow palette with a variation of colours, these have had quite good reviews.
I think the Sephora Pro range has really upped its game. From
Definitely.
What it was a couple of years ago to what it is now, I keep picking things up from there and being... just consistently impressed with what they're doing. So I'm excited. I looked at this actually, and I usually would get cool tones because I am cool tone, but that warm tone is, it's so
beautiful.
Pretty.
Yeah, it's
and there's so
nice.
A nice mix of textures with mattes and foils and shimmers.
Yep.
And yeah, very, very similar to a Mr. Miller's sunset palette. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I have some new news, which is of only interest to me, but also to any beauty business buffs out there. Hourglass Cosmetics, which is a brand we have talked about often.
Yeah.
And I think on the whole we love, and I actually owe them an apology, and I'll get to that in a minute. but they have been bought. They were an independent company, and they have been bought by Unilever.
Just sipping my Prosecco, Lindsay. She's just sipping on her Prosecco
like a boss. And I thought this was really interesting because Unilever don't own any colour cosmetics brands in their premium category right now. They own a lot of skincare. So they have Ren. They bought Kate Somerville a couple of years ago. So wait and see what they're going to do with that globally. They have Murad. Like a lot of high-end skincare ranges. But this is their first move into colour cosmetics.
Right.
And I think Hourglass must have been really high up on everyone's acquisition list. Because at Hourglass's level, there's only really, what, Hourglass, Charlotte Tilbury. There aren't many super high-end luxe brands that are indie these days.
No, they're all owned by L'Oreal, indie brands,
So that's I'm really interested to see what that's going to do with Hourglass. And they do have a new lipstick out too, which hopefully we'll have to review next time. It's a new lipstick. It's an ultra slim refillable lipstick.
Oh, I like the idea of that. That's cool.
It's a bit 80s looking, which I'm into. And it's 32 shades. It's $34, so it is the thick end. But you can buy refills for the case, which come in at $22. So
like it.
$22 is... Not average, but like the lower end of high end lipsticks.
I think Hourglass is quality though. I mean, I use a lot of it in my kit. I really recommend
it. And the lip stylos we loved.
I love the girl
as
lips.
As I mentioned, I need to apologise because we talked about the Immaculate Liquid Powder Foundation and I was not a huge fan. I bought that myself. I didn't get a sample. So in my stubborn pig-headed fashion, I was determined to get it finished because I spent money on it.
You did.
And I'm from Doncaster and I don't waste my pennies. No, don't waste them.
Rightly so.
So I took it with me when I travelled recently. I was in England for 2 weeks and I took it because it was in a tube. It's really portable. I was like, oh, it'll be fine. I'm not going to need a lot of coverage. I'm not doing any events.
Did you end up loving it?
Massively love it.
Oh.
I don't know what it is about my skin in LA because we all know, you know, skin
maybe
changes.
It's different, yeah.
Where you are. My skin in LA versus my skin in England.
That's
it
so
just was perfect in England.
Wow.
It just went on smoothly. It lasted all day. It gave me this absolutely beautiful matte finish that just didn't budge. Whereas I put it on here and it just goes really sheer and patchy and a bit pointless.
Wow.
But and same application, same brush, buffing brush, everything.
Yeah.
But for some reason, so if you're combination skinned in the UK, you should totally check it out.
Okay.
And if you're combination skinned in LA, maybe it's a miss. But if you're in England, Immaculate Liquid Powder Foundation, and I will probably at this point repurchase for my tour coming
Interesting.
Up.
Okay. Interested.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And then we have one more thing, which is a listener request. Someone emailed us.
We hear you, people.
We hear you, and we try to reply to you in a timely fashion. But someone messaged us and asked if we tried the Farsali. I hope I'm saying it right.
That sounded good.
Yeah, the Farsali products, which have been all over the tinterwebs. Show my age, tinterwebs. we have. So we hadn't, and now we have. So I have the Unicorn Essence Skin Enhancing Antioxidant Serum, and then the Rose Gold Elixir.
Which I'm digging. This is it.
It's good and bad on these for me.
Yeah, hit and miss.
The Rose Gold Elixir was $54 for the regular size. They do a travel size too.
Yeah.
I would say go for the full size if you can afford it because you're going to get through this. It's
quickly, really nice.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful... Rose Gold Elixir is kind of a nothing name, so it doesn't tell you anything
like an
about
oil
it. It's a rosehip oil.
Feeling, yeah.
Yeah, it's rosehip oil, basically, with a bunch of other stuff in it, which is great. And I really loved it. It's really lightweight. It absorbs immediately. It gives you a beautiful, beautiful dewy finish to your skin. I tried a bunch of different foundations over it. The Bourjois City.
Oh, nice.
Matte City Glow. I don't know. Bourjois City 1 in a tube. That looked stunning underneath it. That just made it just pop. The Tarte Rainforest of the Sea I tried over it. What else did I try? The IT Cosmetics CC cream. Beautiful over it. Nice. Everything just sits on it gorgeously.
Yeah. Did you put moisturiser on first, Lindsay, and then this? Or was it like you did this like a
primer? I washed my face, then I used the Unicorn Essence as a primer, and then I used this as my moisturiser.
Right.
Because I've got quite combination skin, or dehydrated. So it's dehydrated, it's dry, but it's oily. Confusing. but this, it sat beautifully. It made it made everything look fantastic. It didn't budge. It didn't slip, slide. It is a gorgeous primer. They say go really easy, like 2 or 3 drops.
Yeah.
Which I would say is right. If you've got dry skin, you might want to touch more, because the only proviso I would say is it absorbs so quickly. So yeah. If you're dropping it into your palms and doing like a swish, swish, swipe to get it over your face, it's absorbed into your hands.
Very quickly.
So maybe do fingertips and then just pat it in.
Yeah.
Really, really quickly to make sure your skin gets all the goodies and not just your hands.
Yeah.
But I love that. The Rose Gold Elixir was definitely a thumbs up. The unicorn essence, I feel
not so
like
much.
Not so much. I think if you've got oily skin, maybe it's good.
That's what I was thinking. I feel like it's almost
more it's
geared
very,
towards an oily
very,
skin.
Very light.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's oil free. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. A lot of antioxidants. And it's a serum. It's not meant to moisturize. But I felt like I had to use so much of it to feel like it had gone into my skin.
Yeah.
And I think my skin is dehydrated, so it drinks it up. But I felt like this was a bit more style over substance, that they're like, unicorn essence, it's pink.
The word unicorn,
pink,
they know that works.
Put me off. But yeah, I think there are better serums for your money. For $54, there are considerably better serums.
Yeah.
But
the Rose Gold Elixir
is a definite win. I might try some of their other stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm definitely going to pick up the Rose Gold Elixir. That looks really nice.
It'll be gorgeous for your kit.
Yeah,
for
love
sure.
That. That looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's dewy.
It's dewy.
It's like super dewy.
I love it.
That's all of our new news.
New news, that's good. So
It's time. It's time to do this.
Shall I do a top up?
We're going to top up our drinks.
We're going to top up our Prosecco.
And I recommend that you do the same, because we are about to unleash something magnificent on you.
I feel like this is the kind of interview that sits so perfectly well with a Prosecco.
Or a lovely cocktail.
Or a lovely cocktail.
Or a glass of wine.
Glass of Vinos. If you're driving right now, definitely don't do that.
Yeah,
if you're listening
to
us in the car.
Maybe a nice polo or a bit
of
chewing gum.
Polo, yeah.
Just treat yourself to something.
A bit of Hubba Bubba.
Ooh.
Or Big
Hubba
Red
Bubba.
If you're in the States.
Big Red. That's not the song.
No.
But what we're getting at is we are about to begin our Jamie Greenberg interview. And
the Don.
It's the Don. She's the Mac Daddy of
she's
all
so
interviews.
She's so good, guys. She was a pleasure to interview, an absolute babe and an awesome makeup artist. So we'll leave it to her to share her top tips and tricks and enjoy this. I think it will be a good laugh, guys.
Enjoy.
Testies. Testies 1, 2.
Hey, that's how this is going
to
go.
So, guys, we are incredibly lucky today to have the very fabulous, that's an understatement, Jamie Greenberg with us.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
That was a good intro, right?
Can I move in with you?
So we're all having a little Beyoncé moment right now with our mics, feeling very, very special. And we've got a few questions we'd like to ask you, Jamie.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think the first thing, everyone who is both a makeup lover and wanting to get into makeup will want to know how you got into the beauty industry.
So I am like Drake. I started from the bottom and now I'm here. I literally started just loving makeup and doing makeup on friends in college. And when I graduated, I went into the industry that I had studied in college, which was film. But after a while, I was like, this isn't, I'm a people person. I like to do makeup. And I got a job at Ulta. It was like Sephora's, when I worked there, it was like Sephora's ugly stepsister. But it's really come a long way, and it's a great store. And then after Ulta, I went to Bloomingdale's, and I worked at Ulta for about a year. Then I worked at Bloomingdale's for 2 years.
Is it Bloomingdale's in New York?
In Los Angeles.
In LA.
Yeah, the Beverly Center. What? They had a great discount. I spent all my money that I made, which wasn't very much, on all the clothes and shit.
Most makeup artists have that story.
It's like the same thing. But I really honed my skill there. And then when you're in a place like Los Angeles, you meet a lot of people that are in the industry. So I would meet people and they'd be like, can you do my cousin's wedding? And then you'd do the cousin's wedding. The cousin's wedding like was a producer for like a show. And they're
that's
like,
so LA.
It is. So it is. It's like, and then you just, it's like a networking game.
Yeah.
So if you have personality, and that's important, like if you like smell good,
that's
you're
a great
clean,
tip.
Yeah.
You have like a, you know, a little.
It's very warm in LA right now.
Right.
We can't commit to any of the above.
Right now, I'm not smelling so hot, but that's okay. But yeah, so that, and then I literally parlayed from there and never thought of celebrity makeup, like just wanted to do makeup.
Mm.
So honed my skills, got to know product really well, working and faces, like. Because in a department store, if you do someone's makeup and they look great, they buy everything.
Yeah.
And if they don't look great, they just kind of, it's like an awkward blind date. They're just kind of like, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you again.
So then you would be like, what could I have done differently? Because there would be like textures or, you know what I mean? So it was a great education. That's why I said, like, you don't need to go to makeup school. You need to do faces.
Yeah. And don't you find as well, it's that thing as a makeup artist, like we've kind of touched on this earlier when we were chatting, like, you know, anyone can make a 15-year-old model look beautiful. It's almost that thing of, if you need to be able to do every skin type, every skin color, yes, every age. And that's such good advice.
It's such good advice. Someone gave me that advice. They're like, anyone can put makeup on a model, but like to put makeup on your like 77-year-old aunt Beatrice
and make her a hottie
and make her a hottie, make her an aunt I'd like to beep, you know, then you gotta be good. So it's about honing your skills. And then I just met people and they would like do this. Yeah. And then I started assisting people and I was like, wow, there's this whole celebrity world. That's so exciting to me. Yeah. And then the rest is his. I assisted. I mean, I did a lot of grunt work to get where I am. Mm-hmm. So I feel
you
like
you have to.
Yeah. Or you just have to have a really successful Instagram or YouTube and then the door opens wide for you.
I mean, that kind of brings us to our next question. We were going to say, one thing I wanted to know, like, your opinion on is how you think the industry has changed now versus when you first started as a makeup artist.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it is different.
You had to put in a good, like, 5 years at least before you got to, like, be in the arena of doing big people. Yeah. And now I think a lot of people just want to, if you're popular, it's just finding your niche of people. If you're popular and you have a lot of followers, somebody else, like some celebrity that is really about getting followers, will want to use that makeup artist because they have followers. Because it's like a trade-off. It's like, we're in the same category. We have millions of followers. So I think it's great. I mean, like, I don't want to hate on it, because I think it's so great that people can, you know, take advantage of it any way possible. I'm just grateful that I have found my niche of girls that still use me and like me, whether I have 10 subscribers or, you know what I mean?
Well, so, for those of you guys who don't know, you have to check out Jamie's YouTube channel. It is A, brilliant, B, hysterical. I feel like you bring the comedy and the beauty. Yeah.
So do you.
So I don't know if I'm funny. I think I'm like...
I think you're funny.
I think it's like people feel sorry for me.
No. You guys look like young, sober, ab fab.
Oh, I'll take that.
I mean, we can't always claim the sober. But
yes,
I mean,
for right now.
We just drove. So
today is all good. Okay,
well, tonight is another story.
Yeah. But no, it is. It's interesting. I've even seen, obviously, we both have YouTube channels now, and I think the demand for makeup artists, and it's more than just being a makeup artist now. And I think a lot of it is about your personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, you work with some fabulous people. Kristen Stewart, name one.
Thank
that
you.
Must be amazing working with her. What's
She's
that like?
Amazing. She's so beautiful. She's just like one of those faces that you like dream to work on. Because we were talking earlier, you guys weren't with us, but we were talking earlier about how, you know, you see these makeup artists who do such beautiful faces and you think, wow, they're amazing. But really, when you get to work on one of these type of faces, you realize like, no, I'm not that great. She's just gorgeous.
That's brilliant.
I think that's such a skill. And I worry as though this is the thing that keeps me up at night. But the thing that I worry about with the massive rise in Instagram, you know, trends and makeup artists, if you will, which I could never purport to be. I'm just like a makeup fan. But you guys are real makeup artists who work as makeup artists. That's how you make your money, doing makeup for other people. Mm. And the thing that I worry when I see Instagram is these people that do incredible makeup on themselves, but couldn't necessarily repeat it on anyone else.
Yeah, and it's weird because the pay scale of my industry has changed completely. Like when I was assisting, the people I was assisting were making like millions, like in the millions. And now they're lucky if they make like $500,000, you know? So that's still a lot of money, but it's changed the whole game. Sponsors will sponsor somebody that does makeup on themselves and has never touched a person.
And this is it. If people that might have previously gone and done that 5 years of grunt work like you did aren't going to do that now, because like, who wants to put in 5 years of earning nothing and doing all the work when you could just go on Instagram, put a picture up and make twice as much money? But then we're going to run out of makeup artists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a really weird, it's a weird time in our industry.
I agree.
It's very odd. And it's like, at first I was a little annoyed by it, but then I was just like, I really am a believer that like everything happens for a reason, and what's you're going to get, you're going to get, and you just have to enjoy it and just deal with it. But it's just, it's weird. And I mean, the whole culture of the Instagram look and kind of that Kardashian, you know, I'm just going to say it, because they started a real trend of makeup, and there is there are other people that, unfortunately, they're not as social. They're not on Instagram and, you know what I mean? They might be on Facebook.
Yeah.
But there is a whole, there's millions of people that want to have their makeup done like that rather than the trend, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I look now at the brows on Instagram and I'm like, they could have their own zip codes.
I'm afraid of them.
Do you know what I mean? But then I look at like, look at my brows from the 90s. We took our brows off. Yeah. So it's like, we'll see what happens, you know? We'll see what happens. And I think that, you know, it is, there's no like you used to have like show up on time, be nice to people, have a resume. And now that's all been thrown out the door. It's like,
totally.
You can have a sex tape and be fucking your stepdad. And like,
please
you
do that.
Can,
if that gets you more followers.
You have
We're
followers.
Not advising it.
Yeah.
We're not recommending that to our listeners. We're speaking hypothetically.
Yeah.
But I think, like you say, I think there's going to be a shift. I think all that's going to change because this can't sustain itself.
Yeah. No, it's like, it feels dirty.
I always think there's almost like two different, like not ideals, but I mean, obviously everyone has their own ideal of beauty and that's great. But it almost feels like we were saying about this shift. Like I think we've seen brands now like Glossier coming in that are kind of promoting, you know, they'll leave a spot on their Instagram on a girl because it's like, it's not about being perfect. You know, it's kind of shattering that illusion. Because I think that's the other thing I find hard as a makeup artist is people will see, for example, Kardashian style. I guess that's kind of the best way to describe it, like the contouring and stuff. And if someone wants to look like that, I'll be like, look, unless there's a softbox in front of you, you're going to look
lighting.
Like you're wearing so much makeup.
And I'm sure you've seen people in person. Like you work in YouTube and I used to do a lot of stuff with Michelle Phan's network and Endemol Beyond. And they had so many makeup, you know, gurus that would come in and like in person, like on camera, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then in person, you're like, whoa. Like, I mean, it's drag makeup. It's stage makeup. It's theater makeup. And with the right lighting, you look like a Cher. Like, you look amazing. And I just always laugh because I'm like, what happens? Like, when I grew up in a time, like, makeup was big. Like, smoky eye was like as crazy as you got with like fake lashes. But like, if you woke up in the morning with that drag face, like, what do you do? It's
dirty
like
pillows.
coyote ugly.
Just
you know?
New pillows every week.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I was in England a couple of weeks ago and we went out in Sheffield on a Saturday night, which was my first time going out in Sheffield on a Saturday night in a very long time. And in Sheffield, the ladies like to dress up. They like to bring their A game.
Yes.
And their A game from a distance looked amazing.
Yes.
And their A game close up was terrifying.
It's like a Monet.
Yeah, and I'd done my makeup to go out, and I looked like
did
I'd
you
maybe,
feel underdressed?
I looked like I'd spat on a tissue and rubbed it
Isn't
across my
funny?
Face, and I had a full face of makeup, and they were all taking selfies, and they had made themselves up for selfies.
It's amazing. It's an amazing craft.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just not my vibe.
That's exactly how I describe it. I can totally respect it, and if it makes you feel good, by all means,
do
it. Rock it.
Yeah.
Absolutely rock it.
They were killing
but
it.
But it will never be the kind of makeup that I...
It's not your aesthetic.
It's not my aesthetic.
I can look at anyone, like really anyone, and I truly see beauty. I truly see a beauty in everyone's face. So I think that you hide. I mean, look at me. I mean, you guys, I'm naked right now. I look
literally
can see everything, guys. Like, I'm also.
She's not actually naked.
Is she? I mean, it's a podcast. They'll never know her.
They'll never know. I'm 6 months pregnant. I have full 70s bush. I'm just kidding. Can I say that?
Yes.
But I'm like so scary right now. And I look at myself and I was like, there's a couple things I like to do to tweak myself to look presentable, even my skin tone out, maybe a lash or a gloss or a color in my cheeks. Mm. But to completely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
change, like, yeah, who you are is just, like, never going to be my aesthetic, because I think it's, you're hiding too much.
Amen.
Yay.
Cheers.
Preach.
Preach.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, coming back to, I mean, I salute you, Jamie. You're a babe.
I really thought you were going to say coming back to the full 70s book.
You want to talk about the bush?
Let's all go back.
I can't find it.
I think our first podcast we ever did, we talked about a product that was like lube for about three minutes.
I'm wearing it right now. It's the best. It's like a primer.
I bet
jelly
Jamie
primer.
Knows it.
Yes,
really?
It's a J1 jelly primer.
No way.
So good.
You can use that for a primer?
Well, it's not lube. It looks like lube. It sounds like lube. It's packaged like lube.
KY.
It feels like lube. Yeah.
But it's not. Have you tried it as lube?
Not. Well, the problem is it kind of does the opposite of lube.
It's quite sticky.
Because it actually ends up, it comes out like a lube-esque jelly, and then it sort of goes tacky.
Something that gets stuck in there.
And no one wants that.
Because it's supposed to hold things in place, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've got a different job to do.
Yeah, poor Jeff.
So moving from lube, much as we have a lot of love for lube on this chat,
keep
on this podcast,
the tone.
It's all good. It's all good. I want to know, is there a makeup tip that a client's taught you? Have you learned anything like from your clients that you kind of feel like, ooh, that's something
you know,
I'm going to keep?
There was a client. Do I say who it is, or is it better?
You can, whatever you.
Up to you.
Okay, so Tracy Ellis Ross, I worked with for a while, and she, her mother is like Diana Ross, who's legend. So Diana apparently did all her own makeup.
Amazing.
And she might have done her hair too. But so I was doing Tracy one day, and we were kind of smoking out the bottom of her bottom lash line.
Yeah.
And I was like, she was going like this, and she goes, you know, let me show you a trick that my mom does. And I was like, let me see. So she took her, like, pointer finger and put it parallel with her, you know, under eye makeup on the bottom lash line and pushed and pulled upwards like this. And all the coal liner, like, went like this in, like...
Like a wing.
Like a wing.
My jaw just dropped.
Yeah. And I was like, holy... shit. So like every time we wanted to do that look, she would literally, and I'm now, if you guys could only see where the mic is, because
so
I'm using both my fingers, I would smoke out the bottom of her lashes, and then she would take both fingers at the same time, go like this, and go like that, and it would be done.
Genius.
That's so
genius.
Cool.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah. Try it.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, it was great.
We're doing
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be on the beach practicing.
See, you don't need brushes. You just need an imagination.
You don't. Oh, man. And Diana Ross is your mother.
Yes,
yeah.
That too. Because let me tell you, the fashion on this girl, oh, amazing.
Well, it's funny actually, her being Diana Ross's daughter, because you have a daughter yourself,
yes,
don't you? Is she kind of interested in makeup? Yeah, because I know she's quite young.
Yeah, it's funny. She's like kind of a tomboy, but she loves a cat eye. And so I put one on her once, and then every once in a while she'll be like, Mommy, will you put the cat eye on me? I'm like, yeah. And I love it on her. She's six. Yeah.
You need to look fabulous.
We're going to the mall.
I love it.
We're going to Target. Let's get that cat eye on, girl. She loves it, and I love it. I think it's so cute. And sometimes she'll be like, can I do a lip? And she'll be like,
does she come in like your bathroom and like play with your stuff?
Yes.
Will she kind of be like, Mom, what's this?
Yes. And my son gets into it, but he just gets into it because it's messy and colorful.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, crayons.
I love it.
That really, really expensive clothes.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Like, I actually shuddered when you said that. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
You're like, no, that's wrong. And then I guess we couldn't not ask, what are your kind of unsung heroes? We feel like, what are your,
favorites?
Desert island. Like, someone says, Jamie, you get, should we say three? Is
three?
That really?
I mean, it's never enough. So
it's never enough.
You've got to cap it somewhere.
We'll say three and see what you come
So
up
right
with.
Now, I'm really feeling, there's a cream that Sicily makes. It's called it's Sicily, but it's called like Sicilia. Ooh.
Sicilia.
Ooh. Yeah.
We need to check this out.
And
not
it's like it's
one.
Like $400 or $500, which I had no idea until I went on their website and was like, and I was like, but I am telling you guys, first of all, it smells like the best spa you've ever been
to.
Oh,
they have such good smells.
Oh, my God. Oh. And it really, because I love an instant change. And because when you're working on a client, you get them in your chair. You want the makeup.
For long.
You don't have them for long. Sometimes they like to smoke and stay out all at night and drink. And you need to make them look like well-rested and great. This cream is like magic to me. Like it really, it's like better than the magic cream that Charlotte put out. Like,
oh.
watch it there. Yeah. But I do love that too. But
we love that too, and it's not $400. Yes. So it's an alternative.
That's a very good point, Lindsay.
Splurge or
save.
credit card or bank loan.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's one. You've got two more.
I mean, I guess I've always and will forever love Laura Mercier's hydrating primer.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Golden oldie.
It is. Yeah. It just works on everybody. It's great. I mean, every once in a while someone will be like, it's tingling a little bit, but I think I'm like, it's working. Yeah. Please don't go red on me.
I'm going to steal that one.
Yeah. It's definitely working. That means it's working.
That means it's working. Yeah.
So I love that. And you know, I'm really into the Troy Surratt eyelash curler now.
Interesting.
Yes, I've heard that that is one of the best.
It really is amazing. Yeah.
Okay, because I have the Kevin Aquan one.
And the Shuamura has been pulled from the UK, I read recently.
Really?
They've pulled
Shu. Really?
Yes. So people were saying what would be the best alternative.
Apparently, I heard that the same people who manufacture that Shuamura one do Lancome's.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So that Kevin Aquan one I had for a really long time, that one's great
as well. Yeah, I prefer that to Shuamura. Controversial.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like the Kevin Aquan one more.
Yeah, it's really good. And then I ordered some stuff from Troy Surratt because his eyeliner, his liquid liner is another one. Have you tried it?
Is it the calligraphy with the refillable cartridges? Yes. We played with it in Sephora in Las Vegas because we're children.
But you didn't want to put it on your eye.
I have tried it.
Yeah, it's kind of epic. Like,
I'm a big liner fan. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm... You would love it.
That's going to happen.
It's also pricey. I feel like those are pricey.
But if they work, I feel like, you know, there's people that if liner is your thing...
And they are Sephora. Yeah. They are high street prices. I mean, they're the thicker end of pricey, but it's comparable to a Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah, you're right. Charlotte's the same price. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I would say, let me think of something drugstory that I really... You know, I worked with some Almay products yesterday, and they were really good. They have this tinted foundation that when you put it on your skin, it's like white.
Yes.
And then you rub it in and it changes. And I used it on like kind of medium to dark skin and it was fabulous.
Ooh.
I know. And their blush was fabulous too. I was kind of blown away.
I love a good drugstore buy.
Oh my God.
Very exciting.
Well, you guys will have to check that out. That definitely sounds like some good recommendations there. So I think that's pretty much all our time we have
God.
With you, Jamie.
You guys are... They gave me a mug. I feel like I didn't give you enough.
She goes away...
You gave us full 70s bush.
I did give you my bush.
You know? What else could we ask for?
Yes, we can even post that on your Facebook page if you want.
Oh, my, you're so good to us and all of
She's
our
so
listeners.
Giving. This may be the most highly rated show we've had yet. For different reasons.
Yeah, it's not X-rated, but I mean, either way.
X-rated.
We know sex sells. Come on, know.
It's true. We should know. Clickbait.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jamie. We will leave links to Jamie's amazing YouTube channel down below and her Instagram. So definitely go check her out if you don't already know how amazing she is already.
You guys are so nice.
Thank you.
I don't have to go to therapy this week. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. That was amazing.
It was the best. I was just listening back to it. Was actually when I was editing it. Jeff came out the bedroom and was like, what are you watching? He thought I was watching Glow without him. And he was like, what are you watching? And I was like, no, he saw I have my headphones on, which I wear when I edit. And he was just like, are you listening to this are you listening to yourself and laughing? I was like, no, I'm listening a little bit. But no, I was listening to Jamie. I was dying. She's so funny.
She was so good, guys. We loved having the pleasure of talking to Jamie Greenberg, an absolute babe. We'll leave in the show notes as well her Instagram and YouTube channel.
Check her out. Please watch all of her Instagram lives every day because
so
she kills
funny.
Me. Her in-car karaoke. Set alarms on you, Jamie.
It's brilliant. It's
set
so good.
Set a pipes on that girl.
Yeah, set a pipes.
She can sing. She can sing. She
definitely.
Can dance. No, I don't know if she can dance. I'm sure she can. I'm sure she'd be fabulous at anything she tried to.
Definitely fabulous. So I guess all that's left really is highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week. Yes, it's time. It's time for that magnificent jingle.
It's that time of the, not day, time of the podcast.
Time of the podcast.
10th episode, guys. I feel like, Lindsay, let's do a cheers for that.
Cheers.
Just gonna have a sip.
Yeah, every time we say anything highlight.
This is turning into like drunk bingo. It's gonna be like drunk podcast bingo.
I say yes, queen, you have to drink.
or raid.
Raid. We'd be wasted.
We'd be hammered. So, highlight of the week. Shall we start with our joint favourite? Yes,
and it's a goodie.
I think it's a really good one. Super good value. I recently ordered, well, we both did, with our own monies. We both recently ordered the Birchbox, the Vogue edition. So it was the 125th anniversary of Vogue, and it's all rose themed. Now, I'm a sucker for rose at the best of times. Like, if something says
if she's not on the brown, she's on the rose.
I was
going to
say, if it's not brown toned or got rose in, I'm not interested. So, safe to say, I ordered the box. You ordered yours, Lindsay.
I did. And individually, independently of each other. We hadn't even discussed
it. No, it was so weird. We didn't even know the other... Kudos to us, how well we know each other. You get so much value in this box. And this was my first time actually doing a subscription box. I know you've done them before, Lindsay. But
I have a problem.
You have a problem. This was my first time because I noticed when I first looked on their Instagram, they had the RMS, the I think it's called the Vogue Rose, is the actual tone. The lip to sheet colour, and they had the Herbivore Rose Face Mist, which I've been dying to get my hands on that anyway. And I think like one more product, including those two, was going to cost the same as the whole box anyway. And you get the Charlotte Tilbury, the dry sheet mask.
Dry mask, which is great.
You get a Jinsoon exclusive nail shade, exclusive to the box. You also get a gorgeous face balm. It's like an organic face balm, which I wear is moisturised by Earth 2. I think it's called Earth to Face. And I'm trying to think what else was in there. I know it's the RMS. Oh, a NARS pencil. There was a NARS eye crayon in the shade Rose. Have I missed anything, Lindsay?
I'm just thinking about Earth to Face, and that just sounds like falling over.
Oh,
like,
I thought you said Boys to Men.
Earth to Face, Boys to Men. Earth to Face, like face plant. Mm-hmm. But no, okay, I'm into
it's so good. I mean, I think... Bar the nail varnish, I've tried everything. Yeah. So the nail varnish, to be fair, the colour looks beautiful. I just haven't got around
really
to trying it yet.
Corally rose,
yes,
like rather
a peachy,
than like a straight pink.
So
lovely for summer. Lovely on toes on holiday.
Yes, well, and that's what I'm kind of saving it for my next pedicure, which makes me sound very middle class.
Oh my god, for her next pedicure.
Now I live in Los Angeles, I actually do that.
I know, I've got scabby feet at the moment because I just took off gels and a pedicure that had been on forever and my toes were very sad.
Oh.
So I'm trying to let them breathe, but
I look like
a horn-toed old lady. It's bad, I've got to cover them up.
Well, I haven't tried the nail varnish, but everything else I've tried, I have loved. And I'm not just saying that, like, literally everything has been amazing.
Well, they're just great products. Like, the Charlotte Tilbury dry mask, obviously everyone's heard.
Yeah.
There's no point us retreading old ground that you've heard a million times. Yeah. But I bought that before this box, and I loved it. That's a great product on its own. The RMS products we've talked about before are great products. We love them. It's so rare, I think, that you get a box like this that's so well curated.
Yes. I've seen them advertised, and this one, like, I just jumped at it. Like, I didn't even think about it. I just brought it.
Yeah, and because I heard about it before I saw what was in it, and I'm like, oh, it just kind of feels like a marketing, you know? Like, I don't want to be scammed into buying something just because it says Birchbox and Vogue. And I know Creme de la Mer do one of these boxes before. NARS have done them before.
Yeah.
And the La Mer one, I was like, well, it's not cheap, and they're teeny, teeny, tiny sample sizes, where I honestly felt like maybe that's not great value.
Yeah.
But this is such good
value.
Well,
and I think, correct me, anyone who's got the box, if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure everything in this... Oh, I know what the other thing was I forgot that was travel size, was the way
rose
hair and body oil, which I actually already have, and I love that. So again, knowing that
great
was in the kit. Yeah, that's the only travel size item, I believe. Oh, Erin lip balm as well. That was the other product. Okay, it's all coming back to me now.
There's
I'm
so
remembering...
much in this box we can't even remember.
So much in it, and this
like
isn't sponsored in any way. We both just picked it up by coincidence, and all I can say is I really recommend it. If you guys haven't tried it, gets hats off from both of us.
Yeah, get on it.
So what's your personal favourite, Lindsay?
My personal
other than Prosecco.
Highlight of the week is Prosecco. My highlight of the week, other than getting wasted, which we would never do because we're irresponsible.
And we drink green juice.
We drink green juice, but not with Prosecco. That's nasty.
Oh, that's going to be the worst.
Keeping with the rose tone, my highlight of the week is the Overtone conditioners. So I have... sometimes, most of the time, pinkish hair.
Mm.
You kind of can't tell in photographs because it's a very subtle pink tone.
I like
it. So I bleach my hair, lovely Naomi at Namakala. Clearly I don't do it myself. But Naomi Knight bleaches my hair, and then she does magical things with Davinez colour conditioners that I could never do myself.
Right.
What I can do myself is use the Overtone conditioners. Now this is an online brand. They do ship internationally, I checked, but they are based in the States. And they make colour conditioners to they say to top up and look after colour in between salon visits, but I have found that they work so magnificently, you actually could just do it. If you have bleach hair, lighter hair, you can just do it and they'll give you a great colour. You don't need to have had a salon colour treatment beforehand.
Okay, good to know.
And I use their pastel pink, and they do it in three different strengths. So you can get pastel, vibrant and extreme, all in the same shade of pink. So you can go up or down. They do a daily conditioner and a monthly conditioner. They have a ridiculous array of colours. They have blue, purple, lavender, green, orange, red. Yeah. There's every colour. And the thing that I love about it, having tried so many different hair colours, because I used to have red hair, and when my hair was red, coppery red, I used Davina's conditioners. But I felt like the moisture wasn't there when you use a colour depositing conditioner. Usually you're sacrificing the quality of the conditioner for the benefit of the colour. Whereas with the overtones, I genuinely feel like my hair is really well conditioned and looked after. And it's like, it's way longer now than it ever has been when I've bleached it before. And I do think that's the overtones.
Okay.
And again, this is not a sponsor. This is something I picked up. I saw it on a Facebook ad.
Yeah.
Of all those Facebook ads that we get constantly rolling through our newsfeed.
This was a win.
This was the only one where I've ever gone, oh, bloody hell. And it's so good. It's really reasonably priced. I think it's less than $20. Obviously in the UK that you're going to have to convert and pay shipping and stuff, but even then it's like comparable to any like the bleach products. And I bleach London I've used and really not got on with. It's really it's like rubbing your hair with a dry crayon compared to using the overtones. Really, I just don't get on with the bleach products at all.
Yeah.
But the overtones, they're so fantastic. If anything, you just have to be careful because the colour is so vibrant.
Wow.
And to get the really subtle rose gold colour that I've got, I usually mix it, split it with a regular conditioner, or I only use it like once a week.
Oh, nice.
And let it wash through. But I love it so much. So many people have asked me where I get my pink from, and that is it. So they are for sure my highlight of the week, and we'll put all the information on their website in the show notes.
Perfect. So my highlight of the week has to be, I think these are fairly new. They're not kind of like immediately new, but they're definitely a newer addition to the Chanel brand. It is the Chanel retractable brushes. So
they're beautiful. That's
they,
what they
are so good, guys. I feel like I've really got into this habit now of knowing where the light is in my apartment. And even though I have my little acrylic drawers that are all organized with like my general edit, I do a kind of like quick 5 minute makeup bag that is in my desk drawer, just ready to whip out when I have to get ready for work. And I've got it down now. I feel like I know the products I use, and these brushes are so good. I've got three here. I have got the Kabuki retractable brush, which is the most beautiful soft hair. And what's so good about these brushes is they actually have lids on them. So you can put them in your makeup bag, put them in your handbag, and you're not going to have like makeup kind of transferring all over.
And do the lids stay on? Because I've
yes,
had ones
pretty
before
well.
They don't. Oh, that's good to know.
I would say pretty well. I mean, yeah. I think.
Yeah. They're beautiful to look at. They look like
they're
the lip
stylos.
They're
so beautiful. They literally have the little Chanel logo on each end. They're black all over and there's a lid on each end. And what's cool is you even like, because I think my other problem with lids on brushes, sometimes you feel like you're actually kind of squishing the hair when you put the lid on it. But obviously we can't show you on a podcast, but it has like a little,
it's like a protective,
how would you,
like, collar.
Like a sort of, not flip up.
It slides like out a, of the barrel.
Yes.
It's like the inside, the inner barrel slides up over the head of the brush and
you've got
creates
it.
A little protective collar around
that's
the brush
it.
Head.
So before,
which is really smart.
Exactly. So before you put the lid on, you don't have to worry about squishing the hair or anything. So I have the Kabuki brush and I have the Blender Shader brush, which has one kind of flat application head and then one that is like a soft fluffy blender. And I actually have two of these because I use one for eyes and one for concealer. And then I have the same size brush in the Definer and Smudger, which are just lovely, lovely kind of slightly tapered, rounded ends. One smaller, one a little bit wider. Amazing for going under the lower lash line or doing kind of precise work. Yes, especially like, and I love this for kind of like smudging in on the lash line.
Yeah.
Really, really beautiful brushes.
I love that they're double-ended. That's so smart.
So good. And the hair is natural. It's a really lovely quality because I do find as well retractable brushes, sometimes you lose the quality of the hair, whereas these are super soft, they work beautifully well, and definitely have
and
to be a highlight.
They look like they're long enough to actually be able to work with practically.
Yeah, they're not like a travel size, they're a full-size brush, but they kind of pack down nice and neat, and I think the best thing is there's just no transfer in your handbag or your makeup bag,
yeah,
so
that's
keeps
fantastic.
It clean.
Because if you're going to invest in Chanel brushes, you want them to be good ones. And definitely. These are gorgeous.
So pretty. Just black and white, very minimal, but very chic, kind of classic Chanel.
I'm planning for my book tour in September, and I'm thinking that might be a purchase.
There we go. It might be an enabled, Harry-enabled purchase.
I need them for the tour, Harry.
Can I go on a tour so then I can think of all the things I need to buy?
Come with me. It's going to be fun.
Full coverage on tour.
Full coverage on... Oh, my God. That would be the best.
That's got to happen one day.
No Prosecco.
Well, you know that's not going to happen.
This is because in the interview, Jamie said we were like a sober ab fab.
She did actually, which is kind of like the coolest compliment ever. I mean, even if I'd been called...
It's the nicest thing that's ever been said about me.
I think even if someone had called me drunk ab fab, I'd still take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I was a bit... Though she did say a sober, younger ab fab, and I'm like... I was then a bit worried and had to like go and look at how old they were when they made ab fab, and I wish I hadn't. Because I'm like not that much younger.
Oh, I do love ab fab though.
Because it's the best.
Legends.
It's the best.
Absolute legends, coverage. Yeah.
Get Patsy and Ellie on.
We've got to do it. I did Patsy's makeup once.
Oh my God.
That was fun.
Amazing.
Not as Patsy, but I did the lovely Joanna Lumley once, and she was fabulous. And I'm not joking. She sat in my chair and I was like, Joanna, what would you like? What makeup would you like? And I think it's fair to even do the quotation marks here. Yeah. She said, darling, pile it on. And I was like, you're
amazing.
Brilliant.
Why not on a t-shirt?
Yeah, I think that should be on a t-shirt.
Oh,
she
so
was
amazing.
Very sexy, very fabulous.
Just
awesome.
That's one of the reasons I got into PR when I did, because I loved Ab Fab so much. And I feel like watching it now.
La Croix, darling, La Croix.
Pop specs. Lulu, darling. But I feel like watching it as an adult, I'm like, who would want this career? And yet when I was 21, I was like, oh, yeah, that's me. That's the one. So if I hadn't done that, we wouldn't be sat here today.
And there'd be no full coverage.
Oh, thanks, Ab Fab.
Thanks, Ab Fab. Wow. That's quite a nice way to round it off, I think.
Isn't it, though? Because we're almost out of Prosecco, you guys, so we've got to wrap
this up. We're on the last drip.
Go find some more drinks, because it's the weekend. In the words of R. Kelly, it's the freaking weekend.
It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to...
Have some fun.
Oh, have me some fun.
Don't make me sing the entirety of Remix Ignition,
no,
I'll do it.
We've had enough glasses of Prosecco that we actually will, but I think we're going to spare you guys and say thank you again so much for listening. You guys are awesome.
We
would
really are.
Absolutely love it. For any support you can give us regards to sharing, please leave us a cheeky 5 stars.
Cheeky little 5 stars.
And all reviews welcome. Tweet us at Full Coverage Pod. We're on Instagram as well.
We are on Instagram. We're even on Pinterest now.
Oh.
Yeah. Guess who was bored last weekend?
Lindsay's got on
it. Board. So we're on Pinterest. Come check us out. We've got all of our products that we've loved are hanging out over there.
Genius.
As well. And as always, you can find Ms. Difficult Eyes Hadfield on the Tinternets at harrymakesitup.com and on YouTube. You can see her fabulous videos every Sunday. Every single Sunday.
Thanks, babe.
That's very good of you. I only put out one book a year. It's so lazy. But speaking of that book...
But you write
talking,
a book, I feel like that's a lot more effort than doing a video.
I mean, in theory, it should be, but it's me. So, I mean, it's the least amount of effort possible. I'm kidding. I work really hard. I love my books. And my new book will be I Heart Forever. That will be out this September. And I'm coming to England on tour. So
we'll
put the links to that. I know they're going to be so much fun. Ugh. We're doing an event with
I might just
Fletcher
Skype
and
try and come to your book tour.
Just have the hangs.
I'm gonna be your groupie.
Well, start telling my publisher I have to bring my makeup artist
yes
everywhere.
That's what
I
we'll
go
do.
They'll fall for that once and one time only. But anyway, you can check us out there if this hasn't been enough for you.
For you. I mean, you've not had enough yet.
Massive apologies, but not really. But anyway, as we were saying, it's so great of you to listen to us, download us. We really, really appreciate it. We love making this podcast, and it's been awesome. Here's the next 10.
Yeah.
And the 10 after that. And the 10 after that.
Who knows?
And then maybe a sit down. But then 10 more.
Yeah.
So with that in mind.
Peace out.
Time to peace out. Yeah. Full coverage. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.